He was the youngest member of the Lewis and Clark expedition to begin the trip in St. Louis. At the age of just 18, he possessed skills far beyond his years, but he developed a reputation for getting lost. His story is next on The American Countryside.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture, farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. His name was George Shannon, and at the age of 18, he was the youngest member of the Lewis and Clark expedition to depart St. Louis in 1804.
He was the one known for getting lost. He's gone for 2 weeks at one point, sent out hunting with a party, got a little misdirected there, and he ran out of all of his musket shot. He's out there shooting at all the deer. The elk can't hit a single thing.
Hungry and without lead shot, Shannon became extremely resourceful, and maybe a little bit lucky, says Sean Johnson, a reenactor that sometimes portrays Shannon.
He's there sitting on a log, spots himself a little rabbit, so he carves himself a bullet made out of wood. Now, you gotta think, he goes back, tells these explorers this story, and they're gonna sit there and say, that's kinda hard to believe. He can't hit a single thing with lead shot, and here he goes, shoots a rabbit with a wooden bullet.
But the story is believed to be true, and that rabbit helped Shannon sustain himself as he continued to look for the rest of the group traveling upstream.
That whole time he had thought he was left behind, so he just kept following the river. His course continued west. He found out he was ahead of them that whole time.
In the fall of 1808, Shannon began to study law at Transylvania University. Dick Boss, who also portrays Shannon at events, says Shannon was appointed Missouri's Attorney General in 1830, a position that brought him back in contact with Clark, who was in St. Louis.
Whenever Lewis sets off on his own, he always had his team, the men that he could rely upon the most, the Field Brothers, Shields, Drouillard, and then Clark also had his group, and Shannon was always part of that group, of the Clark group. And so here it is at the end of his life that he's back with his mentor, in a sense.
Shannon continued to practice law after one term as attorney general and died in Palmyra, Missouri in 1836. Traveling the Countryside on the Lewis and Clark Trail, I'm Andrew McCrae.